Welcome back, everybody, to another special episode of the Tire Review Podcast. We're back with Dawson tonight. I know we had Charles the other night, but Dawson's back. And for tonight's special episode, we have with us the Bendy Straw Tiger. He also goes by Ben, but we just want to welcome him into the show. And Ben, we're happy to have you, man. But is there anything that you want anybody to know about you, just to give a little brief introduction about yourself?
I'm 19 years old. I live in Maryland, and I'm probably the biggest Clemson fan you've seen.
Yeah, man, that's good. I know I've heard a bunch of people just bragging about your stuff, and I also love your stuff as well. But
Thanks.
just a quick little question to say, like, why slash how, I guess, did you become a content creator?
So I became a content creator actually really like 13, but I started with gaming Fortnite. And then probably the past year or two, I changed into sports content, which has been awesome because I started doing reaction videos, which do the best. So for me, because I have great reactions because I just love Clemson and just sports in general and showing my love for it. So yeah.
Awesome.
And Ben, I wanted to ask you, living in Maryland, how'd you become a Clemson fan? How'd that?
My dad actually went to Clemson. And he lived in South Carolina, so that's how I became a Clemson fan. I'm probably a bigger Clemson fan than him, so.
Nice. So, going into it now, I think obviously the first thing that we need to touch on is last night's baseball game, man. What a great game it was. I know Dawson was there taking some pictures and videos, and I actually had the night off because I was doing Braves stuff, but I was there as well, kind of doing some multitasking. But man, it was an electric atmosphere last night at Duck Kingsmore Stadium. It almost felt like a super regional type of game. But yeah, so Clemson would beat Georgia last night. They're ranked number two, the highest in perfect game ranking, and Georgia's number five in the perfect game ranking. So yeah, just if you want to go into any of that, Bendy, just go ahead and yeah, we'll kind of just talk about it.
Yeah, so it was a great game. So I came back from my brother's lacrosse game, and at least I was able to watch the last couple innings pitching. I haven't seen good pitching probably in a little bit there. Talon Bell really impressed me. I knew he was good, but like even Jacob McGovern, he pitched a little bit. He didn't do absolutely terrible. Of course, Reed. I love Reed. And Lucas just does his stuff. It's just amazing to watch them, especially with a top 10 team like Georgia, and most of their team had, I don't, if I can't mistaken, they have the like the most home runs or something, or around there. They most of their players have, I saw one guy had like 17 home runs. I was like, what?
Yeah, they're a pretty big hitting team.
When Talon was, when we knew Talon was going to be the pitcher, I was kind of a little nervous for him, but, because Georgia's a tough spot, especially as a freshman coming off of injury and trying to still rehab. And he blew it away, really. I mean, he filled up the zone a lot. He didn't really miss a ton of spots. He looked good. And, Eric told us after the game that, he was on a pitch limit, a 60 pitch limit. So when he got into the 50s, they're like, all right, this is going to be the last batter, regardless, what happens. But outside of that, I was really, just blown away by his performance.
Yeah, speaking on Talon Bell, I know we've said it time and time again, Dawson, just of how high we are on him. And it's just good to see him get those longer and longer outings, like you said, with the 60 pitch count. But man, just like I was watching the game with some of my buddies at the game, and they were like, man, this guy's pretty good. I was like, I've been telling you all along, I mean, he's going to be the real deal. And I mean, he showed it last night against a tough team in Georgia. And like Bendy was saying, they've been hitting the ball out of the yard pretty good. But I'm just. They get those five strikeouts in the game, and only allowing two hits while also keeping them out of the run department is pretty top notch for Talon Bell.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I also want to say that, Lucas pitched a great inning. He's got his 15th save now. So now he ties the season record with Nick Glaser. So, we kind of touched on that in the post game. And, I don't even remember if I think somebody asked Lucas about that. And, he kind of tried to downplay it a little bit, because he knows that, they got bigger things to do right now than celebrate that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in my point of view, just if Lucas comes out there on the mound, I know he's going to give us a good shot to win the game. And he obviously did last night, picking up his 15th save, like you said, Dawson, sharing that record with Nick Glazer. So he's got a couple more games that he can pitch. So I really think he could break that single season record, but we'll see. So moving along now, just recap last night's game. Colin Priest, he would rip a two-out double in the first, scoring the game's first run, and then Dominic Glisty, man, he hit a run scoring triple, and I know Dawson sent me a video of that, man. That was an awesome video. And then obviously Cam doing what Cam can do, lining out a two lined a two out running run scoring double. So just that's where those 3 runs came from. But man, just another great game by this Clemson baseball team, and they just keep chugging along, man.
Yeah, I'd like to say I just love, Dom's done it all year, but I just love his energy. I mean, he represents exactly what Eric Backich wants to show on the field. And I talked to him, just a few hours ago actually about it. And, he's just super excited. He's glad to be here, and he loves to get hyped, and we love it too. So, Andy, I wanted to know what you thought about Dom as a transfer.
Oh my God, probably Dom is probably my favorite. Sorry to all the other players, but Dom is probably my favorite. I'm pretty sure he was the first one to see one of my videos out of the team and then or around there, but he fires me up. When he's fired up, I get fired up, so
Yeah, we see it. We see it. We watch those reactions.
yeah, I would say Dominic Lissy's probably my favorite player too. Just whenever he gets on third, if he does hit a triple and he'll do that little celebration like this, like you can't help. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you can't help to get excited about him. But moving away from the bats, we're gonna kind of roll into pitching now. I know pitching's been kind of a weird subject to talk about, but obviously Aiden Kanak, he's the ace. He's been doing what Aiden does. But I just kind of want to talk about the starters beyond Aiden Canuck. And I know I just seen the pitching matchups for the weekend against NC State just got released. So Canuck's gonna be starting on Thursday, obviously. And then we're getting another look at Drew Titsworth on the mound. So Dawson, I just want to know your thoughts about that, getting him back on the mound for that second game.
Yeah, I'd say why not? I mean, to me, it feels like we found the Saturday. We found a little bit of a solution at Saturday. And I do want to say that on our last episode that we made the remark about Ethan Darden, being pulled. And since then, I've kind of learned that it was more all based off of Ethan Darden soreness and dealing with a bit of a banged up body. So maybe that had a little something to do with what we've seen out of Darden these last couple of weeks. But as of right now, looking at Titsworth, I mean, why wouldn't you? He's throwing strikes, he's filling up the zone. I still think he might have to mix in, one of his other pitches in there every now and then, because it is tough to consistently go 6 innings or 5 innings and you're only throwing fastballs.
Yeah, Bendy, what's your opinion on Drew Titsworth taking the mound on Friday?
I loved it. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't expect him to do that great, and that's a good thing because he impressed a lot of people, and we've been needing a new Saturday starter. Sorry, Ethan, love you, but haven't been the best recently, especially when I was down there. He was not good against Stanford.
Yeah, most definitely. I know I remember Dawson texting me and Charles about Titsworth taking a mound for that game too, and I was like, hey, I like it. I know I kind of hit it on the last episode of the podcast, but yeah, I like it and ended up working out. But now our game three starter, that's listed as TBA. So Dawson, who do you think will get that nod? What's your prediction? I know we had Chance Fitzgerald last time out, so I'm wondering if we're going to go that same route or Backage is going to look another way.
I'm totally blanking on his name. The guy that came in right after Chance. I have no clue why I'm blanking.
BJ?
Yeah,
BJ.
that's 100% to me is he's I think in my mind he's the new Sunday starter. The whole idea last the Saturday game we played. They wanted to throw Chance Fitzgerald out there just to kind of hold his feet to the fire and see what he had, because we knew that we were probably going to throw BJ after him regardless. And obviously Chance, gets through a couple innings, which we knew he wasn't going to go, 5 or 6 innings. BJ slides right into there, has a great game. There's no reason that he shouldn't be pitching Sunday unless something's wrong with him, or Saturday unless something's wrong with him.
Yeah, I totally agree. I know we have another Thursday through Saturday series. It's kind of throwing us off again, Dawson, but I would have to agree with you with BJ. He went 6 innings last time out, and I mean he pitched phenomenally. So Benny, just what are your thoughts on BJ Bailey and what he's been able to do taking on that Sunday slash Saturday starter role, however you look at the series?
I love it because that's been our issue is the Sunday slash the third game of the series or whatever, Saturday, Sunday guy. That's been kind of the guy we've been trying to figure out. And I think BJ, since that Georgia Tech game, for sure has shown that he can be a starter, not just a starter, but to go out there and win us a ball game.
Definitely. And another guy I kind of want to touch on. I know you've kind of touched on him a good bit, Dawson, is Michael Gillen. I think he's gotten a couple live ABs pitching maybe in practice, but I think he's available. Is that right? Or what's the deal
Yes.
with that?
To yeah. So I was actually at walk-ons in Clemson before the game yesterday, and I'm kind of talking to some people through text, and to my knowledge, it was he was supposed to, he could have gone last night, or he was going to make his appearance this weekend. So I mean, just we got to get him rolling. He has pitched a couple of live bullpens on the field. So, that's another thing Backich wanted to see out of him before he would be thrown into action. So, it's to my best knowledge that we will see him at some point during the weekend. Just when, I don't know.
Yeah, definitely another arm that we need back. Just with a couple banged up arms with Ethan, like you were saying. But moving along now, and another thing that really intrigues people is the postseason, and we're kind of edging closer to the postseason. So we got a couple more ACC weekend series, and then we'll be full on in Durham playing the ACC tournament. So I just kind of want to get some predictions for that. So, Bendy, what is your kind of your like ACC tournament prediction coming up here soon?
I mean, I gotta see how Florida State's a good team, but I feel like I gotta see us play them first because isn't that like towards the end of the season we play them in Tallahassee? I'm pretty sure. So,
Yeah, that's the weekend after next, pretty sure.
yeah. So I want to see how we play against them because they're probably a team I want to look out for. I mean, any other team I haven't really looked at as much, but I know Florida State is a good team, and so. But you know who's gonna win though.
Oh yeah, that's right. Dawson, how about you? What you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to just piggyback off of that and say I do want to see us play against Florida State. Outside of that though, I think we can kind of come into the ACC tournament with the number one seed. And it to me, it's not really a huge deal if you win the ACC or not. Obviously it would be great to do it, but really you just want to look good come postseason ball. I mean, we're already kind of a if we continue this pace, we're a lock for a national seed. So that means we're hosting a regional and a super. I just want to see us look clean and then head into the postseason. Winning the ACC is great, but we have bigger targets.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I definitely do think we have a really good chance of winning the ACC, but you never know with postseason play can always get crazy, just something oddball happening. But just want to touch on hosting a regional. As of right now, as I've seen today, Baseball America has us at the number two national seed after you getting that big win over Georgia. So like you were saying, Dawson, definitely something that's important whenever it comes time to play in the NCAA tournament. Just hosting a regional, and then if you're able to win that, you'll be able to host a super regional as well, which is amazing. I know last year Clemson had a super regional, and man, that atmosphere was crazy. So, definitely love to see that. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm excited for it. We were talking in the post game yesterday, and we were like, you know what the NCAA is probably going to do to us is they're probably going to find Texas A&M. They're going to find the hottest SEC team that does not host, and they're going to say stick them in Clemson's regional, and then they're gonna find every way to kind of knock us out of that. That's what they've done these last couple of years. Even previously they used to throw Vanderbilt in there a bunch.
Yeah, I know last year Vanderbilt was in the Clemson regional, and then we would ultimately end up facing Florida in that super regional. So it always seems like, and then the year before that, we would face Tennessee. So it never feels like we can ever kind of get away from that SEC competition coming at us. But I mean, we showed it last night. I mean, we're here for it, and we're ready to put up a good fight against whoever may come inside of Duck Kingdom Stadium. Bendy, what are your thoughts about that on hosting regionals and possibly a super?
I mean, if we host a regional, you might see me. I
That's
don't
not
know.
bad.
That's it. That's it. That's all
Yeah,
I
no,
gotta say.
you gotta bring that energy to DKS, would you?
That's what I was gonna ask, is when the next time we were gonna see you, would it be this year?
It might. I'm actually considering coming down for regionals. So.
Nice. What about an Omaha trip if the Tigers can make it to Omaha? What about
Maybe Omaha too. We just gotta
that?
see,
Hey.
you know.
Hey, I like what I'm hearing. Okay, so our last segment now is we're focusing more on Bendy. So Bendy, you made the trip to Clemson a couple weekends back. It was for the Stanford series. So I just kind of want you to run us through what your experience what your trip to Clemson, what your experience was like.
It was probably the best experience of my life. It was I was able to get media credentials, so I was there capturing a lot of content just for my channel and for like shorts. So it was amazing. It was best time of my life. Every time I would say their name and they'll be like, Bendy, like something like that. I know it sounds ego, but it's cool to me. And there was two little kids. They're like, I watch your videos and I like them. And then another kid wanted a picture, which I haven't had ever before. So it's pretty cool that people see my videos. They like them because that's the whole goal. When I started doing content, is people seeing them and then the players seeing them, and because for my love for the sport and stuff.
Yeah, I also
So,
seen a, you got a picture with Cole Gerard. Shout out, Cole.
I was gonna say, yeah, that's what I was gonna ask.
Yeah, I saw Cole there, and so when I talked, oh, sorry,
You good?
that's basically it for now.
Okay, so was this your first time coming to Clemson?
Oh no, this is probably like my thinking like when I was 13, but maybe a couple years later for a little bit. But like I've been to a baseball game, and then I was like probably when I was last time I went to a baseball game was when I was 13. So
Okay, I got you. I wasn't too
then
sure if that was your first time or what.
no.
Bendy, I would ask though, out of all the college baseball stadiums, and I guess we could even throw pro in there or high school, where would you rank Doug Kinsmore on a scale from 1 to 10?
I mean, I've been to the University of Maryland's baseball field, and it does not compare to Doug Kingsmore Stadium. I would probably say if it was 1 through 10, probably like one being good, like the best,
One being the worst.
the worst. I would say Clemson probably out of 10. Maryland's is they're not like it's not super big. There's no outfield seating, that's for sure. There's the only seating is right around here, but $10 and you can sit anywhere. That was I got to sit in the front. That's the only other baseball stadium I've been to. And then like college-wise, but high school, I have never seen a good high school stadium around me. So
I
well,
got you.
to me that kind of sounds like bit of a recruiting pitch for all the recruits that might watch Bendy or might watch this podcast to say, hey, I mean, not to knock Maryland, but why would you go play up north when you can come down here and it's 80 degrees all the time and play in front of almost 7,000 fans on a Tuesday night game at 8 o'clock?
All right, so Bendy, the next question I have for you now, I've seen the video you posted just talking to Coach Eric Baggage after the press conference, but and then also I seen you went down to the tunnel or whatever and met some of the players. So what was it like just meeting those guys and also Coach Baggage as well?
That was unreal. I didn't know. I knew the players like to watch my videos. Peño DM'd me the other day saying that was like a big hit in the locker room that they watched my videos, but I didn't know it was like that big. I didn't even know the coach knew about me, which was pretty awesome. The media guy at Clemson, he after the interview, he pushed me over, told me, and then I met the coach one-on-one, and that was awesome because he showed me Brian. He showed Coach Eric Backage my account. He's like, I've seen you before because I see all you because I comment on all his posts and stuff. So he seen my stuff and it was awesome because I also talked to him a little about because my brother goes to Maryland, so he used to coach at Maryland. So I talked to him a little about that and it was unreal. And then the last day, I was able to go in the back where they chant CLEMSON. So I was walking in there. I was like, hey, I was doing like a little dance. And then, you know, someone runs in and does. That was unreal. I wish I could have videoed that. And I wish I could have got the video, but it's okay. It was still an unreal experience going back there. All the players were shocked I was back there. And then, what was it called? I was like, I'm overstimulated. I'm overstimulated because I didn't know what to do, but it was incredible.
Yeah, Bendy, I was gonna ask, I watched your vlog of the game one. I was wondering, are you gonna have one of game two come out or no?
Yeah, soon. I've been pretty lazy, honestly. The past the past 2 days, I've been pretty lazy. So, but I was just working on it a little bit today, so that should
Well,
be coming out soon. Yeah.
we're waiting on it.
Yeah, I know. I got you guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know that first video was kind of a hit. Do you know like the numbers on that right now, by chance, or?
At the moment, actually, this probably I haven't had a video like a long form video do this well in a while. It's had 475 views. I've had 6+ subscribers on it, so it's still up. It because I haven't had a vlog or like a long form type of video that do that good in a while. So I was really hyped about that. So.
Nice, man. We love to hear that. So just the last thing I want to ask you, I didn't put on the outline, but for people who may not know you, like Clemson fans or anybody else, just what is something that you want them to know about you, and just as you keep on creating content for Clemson baseball or whatever else you may do, creating content.
I do this for the love of sports. I'm a huge Clemson fan. I've always had reactions like this, like back then when it was like the national championship. I was watching it. My dad had a video of me like so excited that we won the national championship in football. Like I've always loved I'm a huge baseball fan, and showing the love that I have for Clemson and baseball, and then showing it to people is awesome because of my excitement, and then people love it, and then the players see it, which is beyond awesome. So
Well, we love the positive energy. Anytime that you can get that, I think that's a good thing.
yeah, shout out to the players for letting me get those clips, because if we were losing and we didn't hit the ball, I probably wouldn't have any clips.
Yeah, shout out to the Clemson baseball team. Dawson, do you have anything else you want to add, man?
I just want to tell everybody, hey, look, season's wrapping up. If you're in Clemson or you're in South Carolina, now's the time to go get your tickets. Now's the time to show up. And get ready for the regional.
Definitely. Bendy, anything else you want to add?
Nah, I just appreciate you guys having me. First time I've done something like this, so pretty cool.
Yeah, man, of course. We couldn't help but just acknowledge the success you've been having. We wanted to have you on. Me and Dawson talked about it for a couple of weeks now, but we were finally able to do it. So, yeah, man, we just want to thank you again for joining. And just reminding everybody of the baseball weekend schedule. They are in Raleigh this weekend for the NC State Series. Game one is tomorrow, which is a Thursday through Saturday series. Don't get confused with the regular Friday through Sunday. So game one tomorrow is at 7 p.m. on the regular ACC Network, and their Friday's game is at 6 p.m. on ACC Network Extra. And then they'll be wrapping up with game three on Saturday at 1 p.m. also on ACC Network Extra. And then also for those who watch me and Dawson's regular podcast episodes of the Tiger View podcast, we'll be back again on Sunday with episode 6 of the Tiger View podcast, just coming at you with the recap of the weekend of Clemson Athletics, and we can't wait for it. Yeah, I think that'll do it. Thanks everybody for coming on and listening to our show with Bendy. And Bendy, we wish you best of luck, man.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, this has been Gavin and Dawson with the Tiger View Podcast. See you, everybody, and go Tigers.